The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Rohmer. Nayland Smith, having gained possession of a leaf torn from Fu Manchu's notebook, conceals his find in Kerrigan's rooms in order to trap the insidious doctor. Fu Manchu, holding a disintegrator in his hand, confronts Kerrigan and demands the hidden portfolio. Suddenly, the police arrive, but with the help of the disintegrator, Fu Manchu manages to escape. By a clever ruse, the sea fan regains the portfolio, but Smith has learned from its contents that their next victim is to be Pierre Delibes, another powerful dictator. Hoping to save this man, he prepares to leave London when the first notice from the sea fan warning him not to leave the city arrives. In spite of this threat, Smith takes action. He, Dr. Petrie, and Kerrigan board a Paris-bound plane.
As far as I know, Delibes has only received two of the notes. We may still be able to save him.
You aren't forgetting that one of them's in your pocket now, Smith.
No, Kerrigan, I'm not.
Well, do you suppose, Nayland, that Dr. Fu Manchu has gone to Paris?
No, I don't know, Petrie. I'm sure the Seafan has selected a new president, and if that should be the case, Fu Manchu is certainly going to assert all his power to regain that position.
Well, at any rate, there must be someone in Paris to administer the Green Death to Delibes in case he's stubborn enough to disregard the warnings.
I doubt if the Green Death will be used, Petrie. Remember, we know now where to look for it.
Yes, and Fu Manchu knows that we know.
Exactly. No, Petrie, I think we're going to be made familiar with some new devilish creation in the line of poison. What's the matter with you, Kerrigan? What are you staring at?
I want you to watch the man four seats ahead of us.
What about him?
Do you see that box he's holding?
Yes, rather a large one, isn't it?
Smith, I just saw that box move.
What do you mean, Kerrigan?
I mean there's something alive in it, Petrie.
Oh, you're seeing things.
So just look closely at the man's features.
By Jove. He's an Oriental.
Yes. That's what called my attention to the box.
Listen, Kerrigan. We're going to land in a few minutes. Follow that man and see where he's going. Then come to our hotel and report to me.
All right, Smith.
There he goes, Kerrigan. After him. And remember, don't take any unnecessary risk.
I won't. See you at the hotel.
Come on, Petrie. We haven't any time to lose.
Hello, Smith.
Oh, yes.
My name is Dupuy. I'm the Surete.
Oh, how do you do? You received my wire?
Oui, monsieur. I have a car waiting.
Good. This is Dr. Petrie.
How do you do? Here we are.
It's essential that I see Pierre Delibes as quickly as possible, Monsieur Dupuy.
I understand. However, His Excellency is quite busy and has requested me to escort you to your hotel. He will see you later this evening.
Oh, but it may be too late then. Doesn't he realize that his life is in danger?
His Excellency is very courageous. He has been in danger of assassination before.
I know that, but this is different.
I'm sorry. But of course, you realize that I must follow my instructions.
Very well. There's nothing to do but wait, Petrie.
That's quite obvious, Neil.
I will call for you at 9 o'clock, Monsieur Smith. Until then, au revoir.
We'll be ready, Dupuy. Goodbye. Let's go to our rooms, Petrie. Come along.
How about Kerrigan, Nayland?
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. I'll speak to the clerk.
Oui, monsieur?
My name is Nayland Smith, room 328. I'm expecting a gentleman named Kerrigan. Please send him up.
A letter for you.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you.
Huh? What is it, Nayland? I thought no one knew that we'd be here.
Petrie, I'm sure now that Dr. Fu Manchu has lost his sense of humor.
Hmm?
Listen to this. Second notice. You have until 11 o'clock to leave Paris. The Council of Seven. Now, this is the sort of atmosphere where Fu Manchu feels at home, Petrie.
Yes, yes, Nayland. Delib seems to have a keen sense of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the appointments of this room.
Yeah.
Never seen so many beautiful pictures of gorgeous women.
Well, I must know what he plans to do and how much time the Seafan has given him to change his mind.
Well, his danger is no greater than yours, Nayland.
Oh, perhaps not. But I don't happen to be the political master of this country.
Oh, but Nayland,
I'm determined about one thing. Pierre Delib must accept my advice. Another Seafan assassination would plunge Europe into a reign of terror.
Hello, Smith. Oh. I didn't find you at the hotel, but was told you were here.
What did you find out, Kerrigan?
Well, not much, I'm afraid. A fellow led me all over this town. He's in a little hotel now. I've got the address.
But didn't he do anything?
Yes, he got rid of the boxsmith.
Oh, how?
Well, this will sound utterly silly, but the cab he was riding in was followed by a delivery truck, a florist truck to be exact.
Florist truck?
Yes. He gave the box to the driver of the truck and then proceeded to go on an extensive joyride. I followed him for hours and left him at the little hotel.
Oh, that's strange.
Not at all, Petrie. He knew he was being shadowed. You should have followed the truck, Kerrigan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it can't be helped.
It's quite a place, isn't it?
Oh, that's it.
What's the matter?
Flowers. I wonder if there's a connection between that truck and the flowers in this room.
By Jove, Nayland, perhaps you're right.
Oh. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Please be seated. I am late, but you come at an hour so vital in the history of my country that I think I may be forgiven, eh?
So I understand, sir. But what I don't understand is your attitude in regard to the Seafan.
You are trying to frighten me, eh? Fortunately, I am not easily frightened.
But, sir, this is...
Ah, pardon. I know. You are going to tell me that General Quinto, Rudolf Adlon, Diesler, and a number of others died because they refused to accept the orders of the secret society.
I'm sorry, sir, but you underestimate the power of the society.
Oh, poof, my friend. A cloud comes, the sky is darkened when the end of a great life draws near. And this scum, this red-hand gang that calls itself the Seafan, obtains spectacular success by sending these absurd notes. But how many have they sent in vain, eh? Oh, no doubt you wish to see them, Monsieur Smith.
Oh, the final notice.
Oui. It came this afternoon. Very amusing.
Hmm. I see, sir, that you're required to switch the lights in this room on and off 3 times to signify you've destroyed an order to Marshal Brieux.
Oui.
The Seafan gives you until 11:30 tonight. May I ask what that order contains?
Oui. It is here. Signed. You may read it.
Well, thank you. I see. Well, failing a message from Monogani, this document calls all reserves the colors. It'll be construed as an act of war.
Not necessarily. But this document will be given to the Marshal, and neither the Seafan nor this mythical Dr. Fu Manchu will stop me.
May I ask, sir, who sent these flowers?
Why, a lady, but sir...
The lady of this photograph?
Why, yes, monsieur.
This lady, sir, is one of the most dangerous agents of the Seafan. Well, Dr. Petrie and I have known her for some years.
Good Lord, Smith. Corianne.
Yes, Kerrigan.
But Smith, then, our daughter is here.
Most likely.
Gentlemen, I do not understand.
No, you will, sir. Did these flowers come from a florist known to you?
Why, no.
Kerrigan, count those flowers.
Right.
Will you please call your valet, Excellency?
But, Monsieur Smith...
The peace of this nation, perhaps of the world, is at stake.
Well, of course, very well.
Well, there must be about 3 dozen, Smith, all blue carnations.
Your Excellency rang?
Oui, Baptiste. This gentleman wishes to ask you some questions.
Tell me, did you receive these flowers?
They arrived late this afternoon. I placed them on the table in my room.
How many boxes were there?
4.
Did anything about the boxes strike you as peculiar?
Well, one was empty.
Oh. And before you opened them, were you at any time out of the room?
Oui. I was called to the telephone. A lady. She desired to speak to His Excellency.
I see. Well, thank you. That'll be all.
You may go, Baptiste.
Oui.
Well, are you satisfied, Monsieur Smith?
Not quite, sir. The time given to you by the CFAN is up in 15 minutes.
Why, yes.
I don't suppose you'd object if we stayed with you for those 15 minutes?
But not at all. Oh, you will share a glass of wine with me?
Gladly, sir.
You must excuse me for a minute. I will be back there.
Certainly.
Leyland, what are you doing?
I just wanted to know where the light switch was. There's no time to waste. Kerrigan.
Yes, ma'am.
Look around the room. Don't miss anything.
Well, what are we looking for, Ned?
And don't touch anything, Kerrigan.
All right.
Petrie, some new agent of death has been smuggled into this room by Fu Manchu. Lord knows what it is, but it's here.
I don't seem to be able to...
Oh, quickly. Take your places. He's coming back.
Put the tray over here, Baptiste. Ah, you see, gentlemen, I know your English taste.
Yes, yeah, so I see, sir. Champagne.
Eh? Oui, Dr. Petrie. We shall drink, if you please, to my country and to yours.
Certainly, but in that case, sir, I wish you'd permit me to pour the wine. This is a notable occasion.
Well, sir, you may go, Baptiste. Hello. Maintenant, we drink, gentlemen, to the peace of my country and so to the peace of the world.
Oh. Smith! They've got him. He's poisoned.
Shh, Kerrigan, not a word.
But Nathan...
Quiet, Petrie, or we're lost.
Look, Kerrigan. Smith is obeying the orders of the sea fan.
Well, I'll... Here, help me put him on this couch. And now, where's that document he signed?
Smith.
Oh, here we are.
Smith, you're tearing up the mobilization order.
For heaven's sake, Kerrigan, not so loud.
Nathan, listen. There, on the balcony. Good Lord, Nathan, what is it?
Kerrigan, don't shoot, you fool.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.